Jesus's look immediately after Peter denies Jesus for the third time on the night of his arrest, Jesus looks at Peter. Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times." And he went outside and wept bitterly. Luke 22:60-62. I have heard it said, the way you think Jesus looked at Peter says a lot about the way you think Jesus looks at you. Unknown source. Oh my, does it ever. How do you see that look? How do you think others see that look? Is it a look of disdain, disappointment, anger, or frustration? Perhaps it is a condescending or condemning look, as in, "You pitiful failure. You can't even stand up for me?" A.W. Tozer famously said, "What comes to your mind when you think of God is the most important thing about you." Perhaps there is some hyperbole in his statement, but there is much truth there too. If you think Jesus' look was all about the negative, then you almost assuredly think of God as a God of rules and commands and demands, a mostly angry God who is typically disappointed in you. Now I ask, who would pursue a deeper relationship with that kind of God? But if you see Jesus' look as one full of compassion, forgiveness, and love, then you will tend to think of God not as a God, but as your heavenly, loving Father. And you will, of course, want to pursue an ever-deepening relationship with Him. Isn't this how all of us would want our children, and especially our grandchildren, to think of us? I think Peter gives us a clue as to his perception of Jesus' look. We see this in Mark's gospel in the parable of the rich young ruler. Mark's source for his gospel was Peter. Mark's telling of the rich young ruler's story adds a detail that the other gospels do not. Recall the rich young ruler responds to Jesus by saying he has a squeaky, clean, religious performance resume. Jesus knows he is as blind as a bat and clueless as to his sinful condition. But Mark, and I'm sure he heard Peter include this detail many times, tells us Jesus looked at this man, who he knew was going to reject and walk away from him, with love. "Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. Mark 10:20-21. I believe Peter is telling us this is how Jesus looked at him in his moment of blind, abject failure, with lavish love, not condemnation. And I believe Peter and Jesus want you to know this too. Just as John called himself the disciple whom Jesus loved, Peter is reinforcing this by telling us that even in the midst of his worst sin ever, Jesus looked at him with love, and he does you too.